dear brothers and sisters, each and everybody in the world has a definite destiny in their lifetime. Even though I am writing in this way, the role of a person in his destiny is very little. Destiny cannot be realized by anybody, but they will be having their own will. The will of a man is very powerful. The power of destiny is not in his will. That is why, till this minute, we don't know our own destiny. The realized souls and philosophers of the world can know their destiny. This testimony of truth is correct. Each and everybody should believe this. Otherwise, there is no way to ponder about their will and power of destiny. Power thought to control all events of man is called as a person's destiny. People believe God and the supernatural force beyond the created universe is controlling the power in the destiny. In what way the power in the destiny of a man is controlling the events, or in another term, his fate? The fate of a man is itself the power of a man. His power is conditioned by his own events, actions, thoughts, or his thinking process. So, each and everybody's fate is in the hands of the Almighty. This is the realization of the seers and saints of the world. Scientifically, the fate and events and its definition is called as the strength of a man. His strength and power is working according to his destined powerful brain. Religion connects the birth of a person with the events and actions of his previous births. This is a continuous process in a man's hereditary. So, religious-minded people are well satisfied about the working of fate and its control and power on each and everybody who are all living in the world. Aspirations and ambitions are the byproducts of fate. Sometimes the fate may click or may not click. This is the philosophy of fate. Then pleasure comes to the free will of a man. Man and woman have got their own free will in their destined moments given and ordained by his birth or God. Each and everybody has got his own free will. The person has got his own freedom within the given framework. Each and everybody's framework is given at his birth. This free will differs from person to person according to their brain power or destiny's power allotted by God, which is imbibed in the hereditary. We are now discussing this free will only. Unlimited free will is the power of God. He can do anything, alter, change, and make other new process according to his own will. God's will is powerful and final. There is no bar to his will. That is why we call the Almighty as our Creator. Man's will and his power is limited. This limit may vary from man to man. Man also has his will power as God, but his will power is working under a given system of God. This speech may clear a little and make a change in your mind about the fate and free will in the thinking world. final answer to this question is God realization. Nothing else can clear the doubts. God's free will is unlimited. It has no boundary. Nobody can define his action under any law. Similarly to God's action is air. Man's free will is full of freedom in its moments, and it differs from person to person as the following simile. God has bestowed man with a limited free will with full freedom, just like the freedom of a cow which is allowed to graze in a pasture that much distance the cowherd allows by tying a rope in its neck and fixed in a peg. We are enjoying our freedom just like this. Thank you for all.